The topics we were learning about include, first, we were learning the machlokes whether matzah and mor and karban pesach should be wrapped together as one unit and eaten together or eaten separately from each other. And we will discuss how this applies bizman hazeh when we don't have a karban pesach and the mitzvah mor is only drabon. The Gemara then discusses whether the mor needs to be totally submerged in the charoses or just dipped at one end. The Gemara then discusses the manner in which the mor and matzah are eaten, whether one can be yetzer by swallowing them without chewing. The daf concludes with a discussion of the custom to remove the table, and three explanations for the phrase lechem oini. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about in today's daf include mitzvahs ein mevat lezuazu. When two mitzvahs are eaten together, they do not cancel each other out. Rather, both mitzvahs are fulfilled. Zecher lemikdash kehil. Our practice of eating matzah and mor wrapped together is done as a commemoration of how the Karban Pesach was eaten in the Beis HaMikdash according to Hill. Lechem she'ein lav dvar m'harbe. Since the matzah must be present on the table during the mitzvah of Sipyat Tzis Mitzrayim, the Torah calls it lechem oini, to indicate that a lot of words are spoken over the matzah.